we've extended the two Newcastle boys, Harris and James. So we're absolutely delighted with that, and we're waiting just finally that from QPR to let us know the situation with young Tom Hitchcock. So positive on the two Newcastle boys, absolutely delighted with that, and we're hopeful that that QPR will give us the nod to do the same with Tom. I think they're at the moment still trying to get, I think Harry's wheeling and dealing as he always does, so they're just obviously making sure that they've got somebody that you know that they can put in there, and they'll allow then Tom to sign with us. But we knew that from the off, that was always something we were aware of, so hopefully Tom will be done in good time for the end of the season.
Can you quantify how big an impact those three players have had during their, well, some of them slightly longer than others, time here?
Well, particularly James. I think James has, you know, he's played pretty much every game, every minute of every game that he possibly could have done in numerous positions. We always knew that that James was very versatile. He's a great attacking fullback, both on the left and the right, and he's also played, you know, wide in midfield. So, you know, he's made a fantastic impact. Young Tom's come in and scored a vital opening goal at Shrewsbury. He obviously turned the game when he came on against Crewe as well, so he's made a good impact, and we feel now that that young Harris is ready to step forward and take his opportunity. We really needed to work hard with Harris. He's a different type of player than what we've had before, and he plays in a different way, but we always felt as though if we can get him up to speed, he'll have a massive part to play, and he's now ready. We feel as though he's up the tempo. He's playing in a way that we can be more effective for us. He's always played as a number 10, as a secondary striker, wherever he's been at Newcastle and in Slovenia before that. We don't generally play that way. We normally play with two strikers. And he's adapting now. He's learning how we want to play. He's looking sharper. He's looking fitter. And, you know, some of the things he does in training, if we can replicate that in games, then he's going to be a special talent for us between now and the end of the season. So we're delighted with the impact of all those three guys, and hopefully there's more to come as well.
With that, Vukic, is that just perhaps someone who's a little bit more technically gifted, getting used to the pace of the game, away from academies, away from reserve and under-21 football?
Yeah, it's a totally different game. It's a totally different tempo. You know, we play a high-pressing game anyway. We play with a lot of tempo. And Harris has been used to playing international football, under-21 football. You know, so it is a totally different tempo. He's now up to speed. He's now up to fitness. He's been out for a long, long time with a serious injury. So we've had to really get him, you know, up to the fitness levels that we demand, never mind Newcastle. And obviously they've got tremendously high standards as well. So, you know, he's delighted to stay. He really wants to be a part of what we're trying to do. And that's the main things that the boys want to stay. You know, Newcastle were keen that they're obviously seeing that you know, they're doing the good things here, and that's important that they, you know, they felt as though they wanted them here as well. But it's also vitally important that the guys want to be part of it, and they certainly do, which is pleasing.
Particularly with the players from Newcastle, has it been discussed at all about keeping them longer term? Perhaps if they didn't necessarily have enough to get in their first team, is it on the table to keep them here? Should you go up, etc.?
That's something we'll have to see. You know, there's lots of ifs and buts in there in your question anyway, Andy, to be fair. But now we're just delighted that, you know, it was touch and go whether, you know, they might want them back, they might recall them, and they might have a plot to play at Newcastle. So, because obviously we don't know the situation they have with injuries, etc., and they're part of their first team squad. So we're just delighted at the moment that they're going to be with us until the end of the season. That was vitally important, and I know the gaffer's put a lot of hard work into that. You know, speaking to Alan Pardew and the powers that be there. So we're immensely grateful to them just to get them to the end of the season. Beyond that, we'll wait and see. We're always in the market for quality players, and those two guys and young Tom as well are quality players, and, you know, you can't have too many of them around.
So, and you did mention there, and there may be more. Steve's made no secret of the fact that a bid has been lodged for a player, which would be a club record. At what state is that right now?
Unfortunately, I've only just been told about 5 minutes ago that looks as unlikely as we speak now. We'd agreed the fee, we'd spoke to the players' representatives, and personal terms didn't seem to be a problem. It looks like now that the player, that the club that we're dealing with, they obviously had made a bid for a replacement, and that offer's been turned down, and it looks as though that one might fall through for him. That was always the case, that the deal was always going to hinge on that anyway. You know, could that change? let's hope so, but at the moment it looks as though that one could be dead, which is a real disappointment to us, especially, as I say, when we'd had the fee agreed and obviously that the players' terms were agreed as well, pretty much. So, but as I say, you're always in the hands of other clubs, and unfortunately they've not been able to get the replacement in they wanted. So it looks as though they're going to keep hold of him at the moment.
So do you have, if the club were prepared to pay a record fee for this particular player, do you have a plan B to fill the slot that this player would have taken up, if you catch my meaning?
No, I mean, we'd specifically pinpointed this player as somebody that was our type, that would fit into, you know, would go straight into the team and would fit straight into the way we wanted to play. We're not just going to go willy-nilly and you know, spend money that we don't necessarily need to spend. We're very happy with the squad, and we'll only add to it with players that we feel as though will play a huge part between now and the end of the season and beyond if it's a permanent transfer. So, no, we're not just going to go and, you know, spend the chairman's money willy-nilly on, you know, just to spend it for the sake of spending it. This was a player that we've looked at for a long time, and we thought would be, you know, a massive plus for us. But if it's not to be, then it's not to be, unfortunately.
It would be remiss, and I dare say a bit cheeky of me to ask, who was it? Now it's all perhaps on the sidelines.
I wouldn't be at liberty to say, otherwise I'd get shot, to be perfectly honest with you. No, we these things are confidential, as you can imagine, and he's not going anywhere now anyway, so people won't be able to guess that anyway, because he'll be staying put. But no, I'm not going to, we deal in confidentiality with these clubs, so it would be remiss of me to mention that as well.
Well, one known transfer target who hasn't come here was Leon Clark. He's gone off to Wolves. How far did you get with him in the end?
I don't know. Was it known that we were in for Leon Clark? All I would say is Leon Clark's a player that that we like, we've worked with before. He's had a fantastic season at Coventry, and I'm sure he'll do very, very well at Wolves. And it's no secret that we did like Leon, and we do like Leon. And we would have liked to have worked with him, but unfortunately that wasn't to be. When teams like Wolves come to the table with the finances they've got and the size of club that they are, then we're a lot smaller. And I'm not saying that we can't do the finance, we can, but that's a big, big club with big finances, and that turns players' heads, unfortunately. And as I say, they've got Nua Dicko, and they've got Leon Clark, they've got Kevin Doyle, they've got Sigurdsson, and what a strike force they've got. And unfortunately, we couldn't compete.
Speaking in general terms, would this player that the record signing have been a striker? I mean, was that, because I know obviously you brought in Wes Thomas recently, but would this player have been another forward?
Not necessarily.
So, as you compete still in the January transfer window, and there is the hope then of additions, what else are you looking for then?
There's a bit on the table at the moment as we speak. Steve's away now. That's why I'm doing this and not him. He's away with the chairman now, and there's a bid been lodged. It's certainly not a club record by any stretch of the imagination, but it's a good player that we feel would be a massive asset to us. So, Steve's still working hard. We'd like to do one more. And we feel as though if we can pull this one off, it would be a good signing for us. But I'm not going to tell you which position. I'm not going to tell you who it is. I'm not going to tell you which division. Because, if things do leak out, and I'm not saying that, Nua Dicko, we tried to go under the radar with that one and try and do something permanently. People got wind of it. And as I say, when teams like Wolves are at the table, it's very, very difficult to pull those sort of transfers off, and we missed out. So it's disappointing, but as I say, we're going to keep our cards very closely, firmly close to our chest, and hope we can pull this one off and not tell anybody about it.
So that was three of the questions I was going to follow up with. How old is he then?
Couldn't tell you.
I mean, how confident are you that this particular deal will go through? I mean, you must have an idea as to what stage it's at then.
The bid's gone in. We're in the hands of the other club, as you always are. I mean, whether they accept that valuation is entirely up to them. We're totally in the hands of him. We like the player. We've intimated to the player's agent that we'd like to bring him in. He seems quite happy with it. So, as I say, if the club accepts the offer, then we're confident we can do the deal.
Moving forward, Danny Hilton's left the football club this week, obviously scored in the week as well. Does he have a future here long-term?
We'll see. He's had a bit of a slow start. He's a Southern boy, didn't really settle early on, had his fitness issues early doors, took him a while to get up to speed, felt as though he needed to go out and play some games. We're not a club that leave, six and seven people sat in the stand. We want players to go out there and play football and do what they're paid to do. And so Danny's he's in the frame of the other people that have gone out, your Tidsers, your Worrells. They need to go out and play football, first team football. It's no good to them playing reserve team football. So Danny will go away. You know, I think he's made a good start at Wimbledon in his first game, coming on as a sub and scoring. Danny Hilton's a good player, so we'll see where that goes. He's got another year left on his contract. We're not saying that he's got no part to play, but as I say, that's one for the summer now. He's away at Wimbledon until the summer. We'll monitor him as we monitor all our loan players. We'll have them watched, you know, most games, and we'll see how he does, and we'll see if he's going to be part of the plans moving forward.
New signings pending or otherwise between now and Saturday. On the injury and selection front, how are you looking for this one?
Yeah, we're looking reasonably well. Rob Milson and Lee Freckenton came off the other night with a little bit of tightness and a little bit of fatigue. With fingers crossed, they should be fine. As I say, that's why we took them off as a precaution. You know, there's heavy pitches at the moment, lots of games, lots of crucial games, you know, and the tempo at which we play does take its toll. So we have to be, you know, we're very careful of the workloads in training. We use all the science, and Paul Warne's department, he tells us, you know, training loads, etc., and calories that the boys, you know, are using. So it's, you know, it's all scientific, and we listen to Paul, and as I say, we're very, very careful at the moment. So we're hopeful that that we've gone a little bit easier on the boys the last couple of days, and they'll be nice and fresh for Leyton Orient on Saturday.
Steve mentioned in the post-game interview after the last game, and I don't know if it was in jest, but I kind of got the impression he was smiling when he was talking about it, about planning this game and the build-up to this game like you would an away game, travel before, staying in a hotel. Is that a definite plan, or is that just something that was said at the time?
That might have been a bit tongue-in-cheek, because I don't know whether the chairman would be happy to have us in a hotel before a home game. Some clubs do it higher up the pyramid, but I think that was slightly tongue-in-cheek. But I think our away record is absolutely fantastic. It's up there, if not the best, it's up there with the best. We're just finding, you know, we're trying to look at every avenue of how we can do things. Could we do things differently? You know, is it just the tide will turn and results at home will get better and improve like they did last year? It's not rocket science, but anything we can do that will just give us that little bit of edge and thing we can change that will make the difference, we'll look into anything.
It's weird though, isn't it? I mean, obviously the team are doing ever so well. You're high up the top of the table, away form's excellent, yet for some reason or other, home wins with the same regularity haven't flown at all for Rotherham this year.
No, they haven't, and that's for various reasons. I think a lot of it, you know, a lot of the games we played very, very well and got nothing out of it. You know, you talk the Wolves game, you know, was the draw, your Peterborough, we played very well, didn't get what we probably deserved. There's not too many times at home where we've not performed and probably not deserved a little bit more. So that happens from time to time. I think if we could replicate the away form at home, we'd be sitting top of the league, wouldn't we? So, you know, we're not too despondent. As I say, we'd like to improve that form. It's important that the home form improves, because if it does and we can keep the away form going, we'll be at least in the playoffs. And if anybody had have said that 12 months ago, I think they'd have thought we were off our rocker. So we're trying to do that. We're working hard to make sure that we can you know, take more advantage of our home games. Teams do tend to sit in. We need to, you know, perhaps be a little bit more creative, a little bit more patient. And, you know, we do play at a tempo, but perhaps the fans need to be a little bit more patient in terms of, you know, ball retention, because we do tend to get hit on the break a little bit at home, and teams can take advantage of that.
The way the table sits at the minute, there is a bit of a gap between those teams essentially chasing third at the minute, let alone first and second. Can you catch them?
We'll wait and see. You know, you're not going to sit here and make bold statements. We're going to do this, we're going to do that. We've never done that. You know, I think we said when we first came to the football club, we'd like to get the team out of League Two. We felt as though we should have got the team out of League Two. We achieved that objective right at the very end, but we got there in the end. There was some ups and downs, you know, throughout last season. But you know, we're happy where we're sitting at the moment. I think I said, you know, on the programme, you know, a few weeks ago, Steve's never happy. He still talks about the Peterborough game. He still talks about the Wolves penalty. He's perfectionist, and you know, we look at every result and could we have done better? Could we have done more? But you know, we're pleased where we are at the moment, and we're looking to kick on. So the answer is, let's hope so.
This game in prospect this weekend, it's fantastic, isn't it? Leyton Orient have had a wonderful season as well. How do you stop them?
I think we showed second half how we stopped them. I think we probably showed them a little bit too much respect in the game down at Brisbane Road. We went 4-5-1, we flooded the midfield, and to be fair, they were decent. They got on top, they played some good stuff. Second half, we went a little bit more adventurous. We went 4-4-2. And we gave them real problems and probably were a little bit unfortunate not to get something out of the game. So, you know, although we respect them, we certainly don't fear them. They're a good side. They've got good players. They're high on confidence. But when the good teams come to the New York Stadium, we tend to raise our game a little bit. And the boys relish the prospect of playing those teams at the top. And when the big games come around, our boys certainly turn up. So it's got the makings of a fantastic game.
I think up to Christmas we would have probably have asked, are you surprised that this run has continued? Well, that's continued and continued since then. A late Norient testament then to keeping things on a level. Not too many changes. Manager's been in situ for a long time. I think they've only made a handful of signings in between the seasons. And look, here they are, riding high at the top of the table.
Yeah, the consistency's been fantastic. You know, I know Russell very well from our Sheffield United days and worked with him for a long time. He's a good guy, an excellent manager, an experienced manager. And, you know, we've made a lot of changes, but we now will be tinkering with the squad as opposed to making wholesale changes now. And that's what you've got to do, you know. The whole squad's evolved, his squad's evolved, and now he's got a real consistency about his team selection. And we'd like to do that now in, you know, in the years to come, and from now to the end of the season especially. You know, so, yeah, it is a testament to keeping your squad together, having a little bit of quality, bit of experience, and... You know, if we can replicate the season that they've had, then that would be fantastic as well.
He still seems to hold great enthusiasm for the game, doesn't he, outwardly, when you hear him speak on TV and on the radio, etc. And that must transmit to the playing staff.
Yeah, as I say, I've worked with Russell. He's so enthusiastic for the game. He's a funny guy, he's a nice guy, he's very approachable, and he's a likeable guy. And, you know, apart from Saturday, I love him to do well because he's a good friend of mine, and Steve gets on very well with him as well. So he's a likeable guy. It's a good football club, one that I had a period playing with as well. So it's a good club. Delighted they're doing so well. And as I say, they went under the radar. I don't think there was too many people saying at the start of the season that Orient would be right up there. I think that people thought they might do well, but they've surprised a few people. But the way they've carried on and the consistency has been fantastic.